It is an honor to for God to choose me to come before His people tonight. As I was seeking God to see what He would have me to release to His people tonight, He said to me to encourage the body of Christ. So I come tonight to encourage the saints of God. But as I was in preparation, I stumbled across this movie that reflected my life. The name of the movie is called The House of Grace, and it was about this couple that was hooked on crack cocaine. And the young lady decided that that was enough, that it was more to life than living on the streets and chasing after the drugs. And I watched the body of Christ in this church help this young lady to completely transform. A complete transformation took place, and she came out of the streets back into the church because there were people in place to minister to her, to give her what she needed in order for her to be delivered from that addiction. I'm saying this because as of April 24th, I was hooked on crack cocaine for 18 years. I was in denial the first 13, but the last five, I was all in. But God Himself stepped in, broke the yoke from around my neck. I didn't have to do any rehab. It was just the Holy Ghost Himself that delivered me. Not only that, in 1994, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia and myofascial, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. And it just seemed like my life was just spiraling out of control. I know that during this time that we're all in, well, most places have opened up, but what God said to me was, "We are operating in faith. It requires wisdom." And I know that a lot of us, the fact that states have opened back up, we're still staying at home. Well, I am myself. The one thing that God wanted me to remind the saints of God of is that the kingdom of God is at hand. And during this pandemic, He set us aside so that He could prepare us for what's to come. Because there is work for the body of Christ to do. God's purpose was to restore His rulership back on the earth to mankind. And as we all know, Adam was disobedient in the garden. But God, the strategy that God used to restore us back was to send His Son, Jesus, to restore, to teach us how to walk day by day in order to receive that rulership back in the earth through mankind. Jesus came to reintroduce us to the kingdom of God. The scripture that God gave me comes out of Matthew 28. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, the Great Commission. I'm gonna read that in just a second, but I still want to say a few more things before we go into breaking this down. I sit in my room and listen to the voice of God to give me the instruction of what he needed me to release tonight. In my mind, I have something else. But God said, no. The saints need to be encouraged. Because a lot of them are not understanding what's going on through this pandemic. A lot of them have faced a lot of hardship during this pandemic. But fear not. God have not left you, nor have he forsaken you. He just needed you to himself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I bless God. As I sit here and God began to minister to me, what he said to me was this. I mean, I know that we have all asked God for more of him. God, give me more of you. God, give me more of you. But then I'm sure that we all realize that for much is given, much is required. And I sit in this chair, I sit in my recliner, and I listen to the voice of God. And I want everything that I do to be for God's glory. And as I was watching this movie, questions just began to drop in my spirit. Now, you have walked through the drug addiction, but who are you ministering to? There are people out here in this world that are waiting on your testimony. God has taken you to a deeper level of healing in your body for his glory. But who are you ministering to? I said, Lord, I know that it's not many people that I touch. But when I leave out my door to go get my essentials, I run into people. And if it's nothing but a smile that I can give someone that's having a day, having a bad day, then I've done what God has told me to do in that moment. I know that as I walk through my house, and no, it's not about me, it's about the glory of God. But I'm saying all this to say this. If God can break the yoke of crack cocaine from around my neck to deliver me, and I'm walking 18 years clean, then he can do it for the next man. Mm-hmm. If I can get up out my recliner and not feel no pain in my body, then he can do it for you as well. But God said, I'm going deeper in healing and deliverance in my saints because there is much work to do. But then I also need my people to get the proper training, to get the proper training from the apostles and the prophets and the pastors and teachers that are on the front line so that they can be effective in what they do for the kingdom. Because God's words tell us that greater works we shall do. But how are we going to do those words if we don't have the proper training? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Matthew 28, verse 18 reads, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. Verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the earth. Amen. As I begin to break down each verse, God began to speak and to say that in verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke with them, the same meeting on the mountain and the constitute is a great commission. That means we all have an assignment. Brother Mark spoke about the commandments last week. This is yet still another commandment that God intends for us to keep. There again, his purpose was to restore back to us that thing that was promised to us, for the rulership on earth through mankind that was promised to us. Jesus came to reintroduce the kingdom of God to us through his shed blood on the cross that provides us, that provides for us what we need to get to the kingdom. As an inheritance, the kingdom belongs to us by right. It belongs to us. But then I thought about the many churches, the many sermons that have went across to the saints. Were they about the kingdom? Or were they just seeking heaven? Because once you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're born again, through Christ Jesus, you get through the door of heaven. But are you just going to stand at the door? Are you going to experience all the things that are promised to us? Matthew 6 and 33 tells us that if we would seek God's face, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. How are we going to get these things? Are we going to stand at the door once we become born again? Or are we going to dig deeper to see what the kingdom principles are so that we won't have to live in hell in the earth? Because God gave us the power and the authority in the earth. He gave us dominion in the earth to have rule over everything. But the one thing that God kept saying to me is that Jesus will return. But he won't come back until all the nation knows the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel is concerning Jesus Christ and the life that Jesus lived. That example that he lived in order for us to enjoy the kingdom inheritance in the earth. This is not given to him as God, as Son of God, as Son of God. For as God, nothing can be added to him or taken from him. It is rather a power which he has merited by his incarnation and his death at Calvary on the cross. The authority extends not only over men, so that he governs and protects the church, disposes human events, controls hearts and opinions, but the forces of heaven also are at his command. The authority extends not only over man. So that he governs and protects the church. God has sent apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists, the fivefold ministry and position in churches. But can we truly say that all fivefold are in operation in the churches of today? I know that the churches are closed right now, are shut down right now, But when they were open, was the fivefold ministry in operation? Can you honestly say that the full gospel was being preached and teached in the ministry? God has called us all to the front line. Many are called, but few are chosen. I thank God for being amongst the chosen. And I know that the covenant relationship that God has allowed me to have, with those relationships, whenever we fellowship together, whether it be in person, whether it be on the phone, whether it be on Zoom, whether on Facebook, it should be something said that's going to make your baby leap, that's going to stir you up to the point that you want to go dig further into the kingdom principles. God have called us all to evangelize, to win souls for the kingdom. The Holy Spirit is employed as ministering to the members of his body. When he said all power, he means all power. The power that Jesus walked around with, we can have that same power. But we have to believe. We have to believe in our inheritance. We have to believe in the promises of God. We have to know and understand that obedience is the key. Obedience and submission and loyalty to God will release power over serpents, scorpions, and give us that authority to cast out demons, lay our hands on the sick and be healed, and they be healed. The Holy Spirit is so awesome, and he's such a gentleman, that as believers, we have to want it. We have to want to do God's will, because he will not invade your privacy unless he's invited. Hallelujah, Jesus. Verse 19 said, go ye therefore. This applies to all followers, all believers of Jesus Christ. He has called us all to go out and to minister to the nation, to release the gospel of Jesus Christ, to let the people know that there is still hope, to minister to those that are depressed, to comfort those that are grieving and hurting, to lay hands on the sick so that they shall recover. We have that authority, thanks to God. That's a part of our inheritance. Those are gifts that God gave us. And I know that each and every person on this line is seeking something more from God. Only you know what it is that you've asked God for. But in order for you to get it, you got to get into his word. You don't get into his word to teach the word. You get into the word to live the word. We should be walking examples of what the kingdom looked like. When I tell you, just through obedience, I've seen the glory of God manifest around me just by complying to the ordinances that this state have put out. I said, why most people are worried and fearful in the pandemic, I see God blessing all around me. I know that it may be a little difficult for some of us to sit still. But a lot of times that's what's required in order for us to hear crystal clear from the throne room. My spiritual father always tells us, you know, if you're going to sit down and study for an hour, pray for 15 minutes, and for the other 45 minutes, listen to the instruction that's going to be released. I know that during this time that God is releasing dreams and visions, but just know that in those dreams there are instructions. God is speaking very crystal clear when it comes to the dreams. Because I'm seeing God's glory in that area as well. And I know he's not only doing it for me. He's doing it for others on this line as well. But I come to encourage anyone that this particular time has been hard for you. Just know that God have not left you. Just know that this all is going to turn out for your good. Just hold on and stand on the sure foundation, which is Christ Jesus, and continue to seek his face daily. He will release the strategy and the wisdom that you need in order to go forth. If you're dreaming more often than usual, write your dreams down. Ask God to give you the revelation of what it is that he's shown you. And I guarantee you, he'll release simple instructions to you in order for you to go further in your walk with him. I baptize them in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The baptism is representing the formula for the water baptism that's given in the Word of God. I can clearly say that this particular word, I can say that I have been the first partaker of it. Because as far as the baptism goes, even as I've gotten older, I've been baptized again. I got baptized when I was younger, and as I got older, I got baptized again because I had to go back to God and ask God to clear some things up in my life. I had to do a self-internalization to say, God, this is something that I haven't been doing right. Let me come back to you, recommit my life to you, and start from the beginning yet again. God is a God of many chances. None of us are perfect. And even in the midst of my sitting here speaking to you all, I am not perfect. I'm far from perfect. But as long as I continue to seek God's face, he will continue to break things off me that are unlike him. And always remember, when you come before the throne of grace, come with clean hands and a pure heart. When you begin to minister to people, pray and ask God to open up their heart, that they receive the words that he gives you for them. Sometimes it don't take a lot of words in order to get a message across. And I say to you all to be encouraged. I know just because you may not see God's hand, just know he's working. You might not even hear his voice, but just know that he's working and that he's there. Because I can say, even in the midst of my mess, when I was strung out on the drugs, hanging in the streets, God was still there. But when it was time for me to bring it in, he said, that's enough. You can either submit to my will. The way he gave it to me was like this. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You can either do what I what I created you to do in the earth, voluntary or involuntary. But my will get done at your life. God is a forgiving God. If there's anybody on this line that's harboring unforgiveness, the scripture says that God forgives those that forgive others. Forgive your brother or your sister. Stop harboring unforgiveness, holding grudges. Seek God's face. Get in his presence. Sometimes it just requires you sitting still and being quiet. I realize and know that there has been a shift in the atmosphere as far as the spiritual realm goes. There's been times that I've walked out of my house and got in my car to go somewhere, but I had to turn around and go back because the atmosphere wasn't right. I know when I'm not supposed to be outside. And I'm sure that there's others on the line that have experienced the same thing. I just know that there is plenty, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And I challenge each and every person on the line tonight to dig deeper in the kingdom principles, because there is a purpose for you. I'm sure you all know that. But I suggest that you find, I know that a lot of things are going on via YouTube, via Facebook, Zoom. Seek God and ask him, which way should I turn in order to get better understanding on the kingdom principles and the way that you will have us to flow in order to win the soul back to the body? Because one thing, guys, that God brought to my attention was that Jesus never taught about being born again. What he preached about was the kingdom of God. John the Baptist, when he was clearing the way and paving the way for the Messiah to come, he was preaching, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. The good news of Jesus, the good news that Jesus preached is what we should be preaching now. God has come to the earth. And through Jesus, we can all be a part of that. The degree to which we enjoy our kingdom citizenship depends upon our willingness to be bold and claim that is rightfully ours. Walk in the dominion that God has given us. Walk in your kingship. Take authority in the thing that God has placed before you. Because if he placed it before you, he's going to give you the instructions that you need in order for you to be successful in it. The good news is that in Christ, we are citizens of the kingdom. And all the resources of the kingdom are available to us. How do we get those resources? By seeking his face. I didn't come tonight to have y'all shouting, to have y'all hooping and hollering, none of that. I just come to give you what God wanted me to release to you tonight. And that's that the kingdom of God is at hand. You have to be willing to serve others in order to be served. What am I saying? Jesus walked the earth and serve the people. He healed, he delivered, he brought him back from the dead, he brought Lazarus back from the dead. Greater works we shall do. Greater works we shall do through Christ Jesus. We can do all things through Christ. And I'm sure that we all know and understand at this point that we are out of our norm. There again, things are beginning to open back up. But there's no going back to normal. The church age is over. It's time to seek the kingdom. Because Jesus is coming back. God promised that he would not take the world out again as he did when the flood came and wiped everybody out. He's given us another opportunity to get it right. And to be obedient to what he has called us to do. Saints of God, be encouraged. May God richly bless you. And I pray in the name of Jesus that he will begin to minister to each and every one of you to release the instruction and the wisdom that you need to go forth in the days to come. Do self-internalization. Examine yourself. See what it is that you need to work on. See what it is that needs to be cut off so that you can go forth. And it all be for God's glory. It all be pleasing in the sight of God. My circle have become very small. But I got peace that surpasses all understanding. I hear clearly and I give God glory for it. And I pray that he increase your discernment in the name of Jesus so that you can see, know, and recognize when the enemy is upon you. And release the strategy that you need in order for you to stand tall and to be bold and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. I didn't quite know how God was going to release it. But one more thing that I need to release tonight is about the prayer watches. We all need to be praying. There are 8 watches in a day. I know that many of you have been used to praying at a certain time, and I know that God has shifted that and taken you out of your norm. Go with it. Be obedient to his voice. If he gets you up in the middle of the night, please get up and pray. It don't even have to be long and drawn out. Just whatever he drops in your spirit, because he will give you instruction when he wakes you up. It may be in the middle of the day that some of us have to pray to prevent accidents from happening. Be mindful of the things that are going on around you. God is able to bring you through every situation and every circumstance you think you may face. God is bigger than them all. Be encouraged. God bless you. Thank you, Brother Marcus, for allowing me to speak. In Jesus' name. Amen.